Okay, this week's parasha is Parshas Vayikra. Okay. Vayikra is also the name of the whole Chumash, right? So like we said, whenever you start something, right, the start of something is the Peticha, is the opening of it. That means there's something important about this name Vayikra, right, that we have to understand and we have to learn. And it's something about the whole of Chumash Vayikra, right? Bikaron, Vayikra speaking about Korbanos, and purity and impurity, kosher animals later on, right? The avod of Yom Kippur, you know, the Kedusha of Kahuna, and the Mitzvah, yeah, that's leprosy, that's also the Tumah Vatara. And then finally, B'chukotai, speaking about basically the brachas and the klolas. And the tachlis, which is amelis b'teira, and then erech, the erech of a man and fields and stuff like that. And that's associated with Beis HaMikdash because it's lebedek habayis. So it's all basically things which are around Beis HaMikdash. And even the Torah, the chukatay telechu, we know from previous parashas that the whole purpose, the whole tachlis of the Shechina of the Mishkan is chibul Torah. From here, Moshe Rabbeinu receives Divrei Torah, Parim Parim Dibei Hashem, from the Mikdash, from the Mishkan, right? Okay. So, what's this word Vayikra? That's what this whole Chumash is speaking about. So we have a first Rashi, Vayikra El Moshe. So Rashi says Kriya is Loshen Chiba. Kriya, right? It says Vayikra. It's the first time we see Vayikra El Moshe. Kriya is Loshon Chiba. It's a Loshon of endearment. So this word is a word of, not Vayedaber, it's a word of endearment to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Rashi says, Loshon Shemalchei Asharet Mishtamshim Bo. It's the word that the angels use. And brings a pasuk, Shneema, V'kara Ze'el Ze'. V'ama, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say this every day, right? In our Kedusha. When we're standing with our heads together, with our feet together, and we're saying Kadosh, 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 right? We're like Malchei Asharet, whether it's Kedusha, whether it's Vaal Tzion, right? Kedusha the Miyushav, Kedusha the Me'umad, where we're standing, where we're sitting, we're like Malachim. Right? It says, Rashi, but Nevi Ha'ola, Nevi Ha'umot, right? Nevim of the other nations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak Vayikra with the Aleph. He says Vayika. Vayika means he happened on them. Vayika Elokim El Bilam. It's a Loshon of happening. It's not a Loshon of Chiba. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu had a question to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went to Ohel Moed. He spoke Peel Peel Daberbo. Ponim El Ponim Diber Hashem. Face to face he spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a relationship. Vayika is a Loshon of happening. There's not a relationship. It happened upon him. Happening means you meet someone like, by the way, passerby. There's no relationship. So Vayikra represents a Loshon Chiba of endearment, I in a relationship. Okay. Now Rashi goes in and explains to us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to let... Think. Let's look at one letter that's problematic here. Rashi doesn't deal with it, but if we look at Chumash, it says Vayikra, and the Aleph is small. Why is the Aleph small? If the Aleph is small, what does it sound like? If I take the Aleph away from Vayikra, what do I have? Vayveika. I have the Loshon of Umas Olam, happening. That's one of the, what, I want to be memayit in the Aleph. The Aleph is what makes this word into Loshon Chiba, in a Loshon of connection, a relationship, right? So first of all, I'm learning that this Chumash, which I'm calling Vayikra, is a Loshon of relationship. This is the Chumash in which Klal Yisrael have our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So first of all, if it's our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and first of all, Vayikra al Moshe, it's speaking about how Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu and got his Torah. I.e., this is the concept of the Chibul of Torah through Moshe, and also the chibur of the korbanos, of a connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lashon of korban is a lashon of karov, coming close. It's a, if you lose a relationship, you do an aveira, you need to come close. So there's different korbanos of how you improve that relationship, or how you get back to the relationship. So Vayikra is to keeping that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why the concept of Tumah V'Tahara. You have the laws of Tumah V'Tahara here, of purity and impurity. Because if we're impure, we're away from him. Pure means, pure, the word Tahara means, Tihu Yoma means clarity. The word Tumah means Atum, means separate, right? So it means or we have clarity and closeness, or we have Atima and separation. That's Tumah. So that's the place that it's going to be born. That's also developing the relationship. Mitzvah, all these things are forms of, when we get there, we'll explain exactly what those things, how those things sever the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? All the dinim of kashrus, right? If you eat something which is not kosher, it's metamtim et alev. That's what the pasuk says. It gives an atima, it gives an a closing to your hearts. That separates you from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kedusha of the Kahanim, because those are the people who make us, who bring these korbanos and make, fix. They're the ones who, Shluchei Derachmona, Shluchei Deidam. Those are the people who connect us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're the Kahanim. They're the servers between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we need the laws of the Kahanim. Avodas Yom Kippur, obviously, you're going to have here, right? Because that's also a kapara, of once a year, kapara for that whole year, and a reconnection. And that's why that reconnection is also Matan Torah. So you understand that Vayikra is Netinas HaTorah and the Sefer, which is the connection, the Korbanos, etc. So, and of course, Bechukotai is Torah itself. Mm-hmm. And the contract of Erkecha is telling you that man doesn't have value. As a human being does not have value. You're valuing him as a slave when you're saying Erech, because a human being in of itself doesn't have value. We're beyond value. That there's something in us which has intrinsic worth that you cannot value. And that thing, which is Anasham, which has intrinsic worth, which is not valuable, that's the thing which brings us the connection. Okay? So that's Vayikra. That's all what's in this word Vayikra. So now let's go back and say, what is this Aleph? Why here does the Torah put this Aleph small? Mm. It's telling us to hint out. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote this, was told to put an Aleph Zeira, a small Aleph. First of all, what does Aleph represent? Well, how comes with just adding to an Aleph, I change Vayikar, a happening, to Vayikra, which is Chibur, which is a full connection? Mm. What is Aleph? Aleph represents Alufo Shel Olam, represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aleph represents the Rotzen, the deep Rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Aleph represents. That's why Aleph, you know, in the Aleph base, you go 1, 2, 3, you get to Taf, which is 400, then you go back and do Aleph again. Aleph means Aleph. Aleph is a new Dargus. Aleph is always something which is beyond our recognition, beyond us. The Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu is beyond us, right? So when I'm putting the Aleph in Vayikra, I'm connecting to something which is beyond us. Something which is beyond man. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, his will, which is his Torah. So you understand how this all fits. I'm reconnecting to that Aleph. That's what Vayikra is, to connect to that Aleph. Can it be a full Aleph? Can I connect to the full Aleph of Kodesh Baruch Hu? No. Man cannot completely connect. Wherever he's connected, right? Wherever man is connected, he's connected to a partial Aleph. So, now why is this letter Aleph small? So explained that the Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch we can't completely relate to. We can relate to a partial Aleph. But we want to relate to that Aleph. And that's the Chibur. But Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this. Moshe Rabbeinu, panim el panim, dibei Hashem. This is talking about the Chibur of Kodesh Baruch with Moshe Rabbeinu. So it should be a big Aleph. No one spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu upon him upon him Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu at Bakloria Meira that no one else can get. He's got to the height of a human being in his connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. So on Moshe Rabbeinu, you put a small aleph? Moshe Rabbeinu should have a big aleph. Chumash is telling you why Moshe Rabbeinu had that complete connection. He put a small aleph. What made Moshe Rabbeinu have that connection?
Another.
The nullification of himself. He wrote a small aleph. It's not because you're an amazing person, you're going to have a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not since you're such a gadol, you're going to, you know the gadolim? They don't want to be gadolim. They're not interested. They won't even talk about themselves in such a way. I was in a saw Shmuel Arbach and Kenneth. They were singing Yamin to him. He didn't want to come in. He didn't want to come in. He wanted to stop them from saying it. He didn't want to come in. That's not what I'm here for COVID. Leave me alone. When he got in there and they didn't stop singing, he shut them up. He put his hand down to shut them up. He didn't like it. Didn't want it. That's not what I'm here for. I don't need this COVID. He needs COVID. He has COVID. Ain't COVID a la Torah. Torah is his COVID. He needs outside COVID. Well, who needs outside COVID for? Well, who do you think I am? You need me to give me this outside COVID? I don't need it. Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another. He knows who he is. But there's an etbatlus. There's an nullification of himself to the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here, when we bring the korbanos, this is a peticha, this is an opening of Klal Yisrael, the way to get to Vayikra, the way to get that chiba, the way to get that relationship. This is the shorish of all this chumash, is nullification of self to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because all chet comes from nefesh ki techeta, your animal soul sins, i.e. the ani in me. The ani in me sins. I want to do this. I desire this. The nullification of that ani, and it becomes an ayin. It becomes ein. You nullify the ani in yourself. That's connecting to the aleph. The ayin is a representation of keter, of the higher rotzen, the nullification of your ani, and you put that yud in the middle, not at the end. The machshava is in the middle. It's balanced between the aleph and the nun. What's the aleph and the nun? Aleph represents alufo shel olam. The yud represents your machshava, connection to alufo shel olam, and the nun is nun shari bina. That's where your yud is going. But if you have the tachlis, is the aleph, you're taking that rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're taking the nun, shari bina, whatever is it, and it's connecting to your yud. The tachlis is your yud, the tachlis is your machshava, what I want, that's ani. You with me?
You're comparing the words
ani va'ayin.
And ayin?
Yeah. Ani represents me, represents the yetzahara, represents my desires in me. When a person has an ani, that means everything, all that which is higher in him, all the potential of the aleph in him, of the nun in him, is connecting to his yud, is connecting to his machshava. The tachlis becomes his machshava, what he wants. You know, you have a song in America, I've forgotten what it is, I did it my way. What's this, I did it my way? Who's your way? My way? What do you mean my way? God's way. Isn't it batlis? Ani means I did it my way, I want to do what I want. No, you don't do what you want. You want to nullify yourself to his rotzen, to his higher level. So the ayin, your machshava, is that which connects the higher worlds, the aleph, to the nun, to the nun charabina. There's an itbatlis of your yud, it's in the middle. There's an itbatlis of your machshava to that which is higher, to that which is higher, and to bring it to the nun. That it becomes your machshava is expressed in the nun charabina. You mevatl yourself, that's the ayin. Understand? So nun represents nun charabina, which is Torah. That means that aleph, I want to connect with my machshava to that aleph, to bring it to the nun, so that my machshava will be an expression of nun shari bina, which means Torah. That means I'm bringing that aleph, connecting my machshava to the aleph, to express Torah. That's what the aleph here represents. It's an expression, the nullification of self, to connect to that aleph, and then express Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Chumash says that who was the most honored of all people was Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he had the most Torah. Torah is associated with anava. Now, don't get me wrong. Anava is not shiflus. Anava is that I'm not nothing. Anava comes when a person has a lot of kochot. He recognizes his strengths and nullifies them to the rotzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not a zero. You're very choshev. You have a lot of kochot. But you're nullifying those kochot. You're nullifying those strengths to Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzon. That's anava. Now we're going to do this korbanos. It says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael." I'm going to read quickly. "V'amartalem Adam ki yakriv mikem." The hakrava has to be from you. Korban l'Hashem, a korban to bring. Korban is to bring yourself close to Hashem. Mina behema, mina baka, mina tzon takrivut korbanchem. So it's saying like this. Rashi tells you, Adam, man, ki yakriv mikem. It has to come. The korban has to come from you. From you means from atzmecha. And Rashi says the drasha of Chazal is not min hagezel. Why by korbanos? I heard this from Don Segel. Why from korbanos? It says davka not from a hagezel. Of course you can't steal. You can't steal, right? So why is that having mean that from a korban I would steal and bring a korban? You can't steal because that's the opposite of korbanos. Stealing means what you have is mine. My ani is also, I need this. So, hello, it's mine. If my ani goes across to you, what I need is mine. That means my focus is on my ani. Mm. That's where the korban has to be. That attitude of stealing, that what you have is mine, what I need I can take from you, right? That attitude is what brought you to bring this korban. That's what brought you to do the Avera, your Ani. So what does it say? Yakriv mikem. You have to bring a korban from you. You have to nullify the you in you. That means not from Gezel. You have to nullify that aspect of Gezel in you. If you don't nullify that, you're not bringing a korban. You have to nullify that Ani. You with me? That's why it can't be from a Gezel. It has to be from you. You have to makriv yourself. You have to negate yourself. If you don't negate yourself, you're not bringing a korban. That's a start. And then you have a korban Hashem. Then you can come close to Hashem. Now what it has to be? Mina behema, mina boka, mina tzon. From the nefesh ha-behemis in you. The nefesh ha-behemis, the physical aspect of you. That's what you need to bring as a korban. That's what you need to sacrifice. You need to shech. You need to nullify in yourself in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't nullify the physical aspect of self, you're not bringing a korban. That's why it says on a tanis. It says Agbar in tanis, it says that when you're on a tanis and you lose the fat by fasting, it's as if you were makriv al gabi mizbeah. You lose a little bit of weight on a tanis, like makriv al gabi. Yes, it's a nullification of your physical self, because that's what a korban is. That's the whole tachlis. That's the whole point. That's what Chumash is telling you. Now it says, "Im ola korbano mina baka zachar tamim yikrivenu." Has to be a male tamim, complete. You makriv a petach oyel moed yikriv oto liritzono lifnei Hashem. To always be liritzono to the rotzen, that higher rotzen, which we said is the aleph lifnei Hashem in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so let's explain. An ola, Chazal tell us, an ola you bring on a lav hanitek la'ase, that means like a gezel, that is nitek or ribis. You did the avera, you do return the gezel, you took ribis, you return the ribis, that gets rid of the lav, right? So lav the nitek la'ase, or it's talking about a machshavara, a thought, a bad thought, or a mitzvah's ase, you bring an ola. The ola is called a pius. It's a korban which is an appeasing to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you didn't do something, you do tshuva, it finishes. So what do you need to bring an ola? You bring a matana, a pius, like, I'm sorry, you know, if you had a little, you know, not a big argument, small little thing with your wife, you give her a nice present. It's a pius, not a major thing, a little pius, right? When you're over an as lav, it's nitek la'ase, so you really fixed the lav, you fixed it, right? Mm-hmm. Or even an ase, you didn't do it. What was the problem with not doing it? It's really machshava. You're really fixing the machshava. That you shouldn't have really done that. You fixed, you gave it back. You stole, you gave it back. You took ribbons, you gave it back. The mitzvah's atzeh, you lost it, but it was an atzlus. The machshava was what was a psul. So really, the psul of an ole is machshava. Since machshava is something inner to man, right, and that's the highest level of man, and says the Reikanti, it's really a gemara, right, that the machshava of a yid, since that's the highest aspect of a person, it's the biggest psul of a yid. If a person has a bad daya, a wrong daya, a wrong way of thinking, that's a psul aguf, that puzzles his whole being. So therefore, an ola has to be brought, right? Has to be sacrificed, the whole offering. The whole offering has to be kalil Hashem. Because a machshava is a psul, is something which is nullifies the whole human being. If you have a wrong machshava, a wrong thought, the whole of you needs fixing. So therefore, the whole ola has to be brought as a korban Hashem. Okay, now why is that to be Zachar? Zachar, it says, in Baba Basra, it says, Zecha Amalek, you remember Amalek, it says, there was some rabbi taught, Betavus, Zachar Amalek. So you see that Zecha and Zachar are related. Mm-hmm. They're the same letters, right? Mm-hmm. Zecha and Zachar are related. Zecha is memory. Memory is potency. Zachar represents potency. So Machshava is the potency of a person. Therefore, the Korban Ola has to be a Zachar, because the negation of man's potency, the wrong potency of man was expressed here. It was an incorrect potency. So that you have to bring a Zachar. Okay? Now, the Smicha. This is general for all Korbanos. Some of these things I'm telling you is general for all Korbanos. Now, when you learn the other Korbanos, you'll see how this all fits. Smicha. Why do you do Smicha on the Korban? When you're doing Smicha, you're doing Vidu with the Smicha. You're mitvadeh on the Chet. Says the Rekanti, when you're doing Smicha, what you're doing, you're the part of you, because that's what the Pasuk says, Nefesh kik techeta, the part of you that sins. When a person does an Aveira, not all of his Neshama sins. Before he does the Aveira, all of his neshama leaves him, apart from that which gives him chiyus, gives him life. And that's the nefesh ha-behemis, the physical soul. So that's the only part of him which is nifgam. That's the only part of him in the avera which is damaged. So that has to be fixed now. So when you do the smicha on the korban, a korban, an animal, has only a nefesh behemis, only has a physical animalistic soul. So my physical soul, right, when I'm doing smicha, is connecting with that animal soul, and that part of my physical soul, which has been damaged, is connecting now to that animal soul. And it becomes, so to speak, part of that animal soul. And now, when you shecht it, right? So now, shechting, how do you shecht an animal? First of all, you put it on the floor, says the Rekanti. By pushing it down on the floor, right? That's like skila. Like skila is when it drops from a high place, goes down. So that's connected skila. The shechting is like chenek and cherev, right? We're talking about the arba mitzvos basin. And then you finally burn it, which is sreifa. So you have the arba mitzvos basin in this korban. And this korban now has your animalistic soul, which is associated with the avera, attached to it. So now your animalistic soul gets killed. Four arba mitzvos basin with the four levels of killing according to Beis Din, right?
Wow.
And that fixes that Nefesh Abahamis and brings it to a higher level. Brings it to the higher level. So since that animalistic soul was Nifgam, it became animalistic, it became the Ani in you, in order to fix it, what do I have to fix in the Ani Shubo? I have to make that Ani Shubi, I have to make the I in me into Ayin, into nullification of it. So it has to go to the place of Rotzen, the Rotzen of Hashem. So my Ani is negated to Lirtzono. All Korban has to have Lirtzono, has to go to the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Ani in me is fixed and becomes, and is mitbatel to the Ayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I receive it back, and then I'm fixed. That's what a korban does. It's an amazing thing. It's a tremendous thing. Can you imagine? An avera, it gets fixed, all that blemish gets taken away, and you re-get your animalistic soul back fixed. Because you, like the Ramban also explains here, you, when you're bringing the korban, when it's being shechted, all these arba mitzvos basins going through, it's you who's being shechted. It's you that it's happening to. It's your blood that's nizrak ala. Why the korbanos, the kabara of a korban is with dam? Because dam hu ha nefesh. Remember you asked me a question? Why can't you eat dam? Dam is the nefesh. is the nefesh ha-behemis in Adam sits. The nefesh behemis, the animalistic soul, sits in the dam. That's the place where it sits, in the dam of a person. So the dam of nefesh, that's the dam that was where the animalistic soul rests. That animalistic soul caused you to do the sin. That dam is nizrak. L'kapara ala mizbeach. You ma'aleh that nefesh ha-behemis to a higher level. It's a korban. Lirtzono. That was causes the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu through the zrikas ha-dam. That's the kapara. With me? Understand? The shechita can dam with the person himself. It's not avodas kohen. Avodas kohen is from kabbalas ha-dam, right? Halacha, going taking the dam. V'zrikas ha-dam, that's avodas kohen. Now, when we're talking about to bring it lirotzen, so when you bring it to a much higher level, the avoda has to be tmima, the korban has to be tamim, has to be something which is fitting kivyachov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about a person who's not shalem, who's incomplete, and we make him shalem. So the korban has to be represent shlemus. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that's why the korban has to be tamim, has to be shalem, because you're trying to fix something which is incomplete and make it shalem. So the korban which represents that is taking something incomplete to make it complete, so the korban itself has to be shalem, has to be complete. Ola, I'm going to think about the Ola and the Chattas. The Ola and the Chattas come from Averis, right? So they're shechted, you shecht them tzfona, on the northern side of the Mizbeach, right? The northern side of the Mizbeach. Okay. Now, why you shecht on the northern side? Chazal tell us, north is always associated with Ra, with Din. Now we see in the Pasuk, we read in Av, we read, Mitzafon tipatech ha-ra. From the northern side will come the Ra. Because Ra is associated with the northern side. Because northern side represents Din. Drom represents Chesed. That's why the Mizbeach is, the Kevis of the Mizbeach is the side Darom. Because the Mizbeach represents, to be mamatic, the Din. The Mizbeach is between the north and the southern side. But it's more noted to the southern side. Because the Kevish, the ramp is on the southern side, right? You walk up on the southern side because the mituk of the dinim. But the korban, when it's shechted, you have to mimatik the din. You have to fix the din on the side of din itself. Din needs to be fixed in its own level, on its own side. So that's why but safon, where there's a place of avera, that's where you shech the korban. But safon, obviously, all korbanos, the part that you makriv is the dam. And the chalavim. Chalavim is the fats. Mm-hmm. The fats always come to a person. Why you get fat? Because you overeat. Yeah. Fats associated with indulgence, right? So those things which represent the indulgence of man or the nefesh of man, the dam, those are where your makriv is a korban. Now, with an ola, like I said, because it's machshava and it's a psul. Machshava is a psul of the whole person himself, so the whole korban has to be sacrificed. So it says,
this is verse Yud Gimel.
Ches, tes. So it says, and then you wash, v'kivu krav yichatz v'mayim, v'ikhtia kohen et hakol, mizbecha, ola ishe, has to be an ishe, has to be burnt, reach nichoach l'Hashem. It's a pleasing smell to Hashem. Why is it a pleasing smell? What's associated with smell? Smell, says the Gemara, is the only part the neshama benefits. It's the only physical part that the neshama benefits from it. Mm. So this is a physical korban, kivyochol, which is associated with smell, something spiritual. So a korban represents the connection, just a smell represents that which the neshama is nene from, so it's a connection of the physical to the spiritual. So the korban is the reconnection of that physical aspect of man that sinned to his spiritual. So therefore it's associated with Reach Nichoach LaHashem, because that gives a nice smell to Hashem. Kivyochol, the physical and the spiritual are connected. So there's a nice Reach. Whenever you have Reach Ra, anything that's associated with bad smell is associated with Tumah, which is associated with impurity. That's why when Lahavdil, when a person goes to, you know, if anything that comes from excretion has reach ra, has bad smell, because it's the psolet of man. It's that aspect of man which cannot be brought to Hashem. So that psolet of man, that bad aspect of man which is separated from man, has reach ra, because there's no connection of the physical to the spiritual.
Wow.
The off is when you don't have the money for bring a korban bakar, so you bring an off. And then we go into the mincha. And why is it different korbanos? So the Rekanti explains, I think also Rabbeinu Bechaya, you have, there's what's called the Merkava. the Merkava is made, the Merkava of Yecheskel is made out of the shore, the ox, the Nesha, the eagle, right? The Adam, man, and the Ari, the lion. Those are the four aspects of the Merkava. So Keneged, those four aspects of the Merkava, is associated Korbanos. Keneged, the shore, is all the behemoths, is all the animals. So like that's, when a person does an Avera, what happens? It says that the Merkava, the Chayas, these animals, which are the chariots, so to speak. You know, you have a chariot, you have the animals in front of the chariot. The chariot represents Kivyochol, God's Hanhaga of the world. So these animals, so to speak, which represents this expression, I'm not going to explain the Merkava to you. But these chariots, so to speak, is the way, these things which move Kivyochol, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in the world. So whenever there's an Avera in the world, it says these Chayot, they're Mezia. They're Mezia, they sweat. There's a stress on them. It's hard for them to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyochol into the world. So the Averas of man is what prevents God's Merkava for having its dominion in the world, for God to be expressed in the world. So these Chayot, they sweat. Says, it's brought down in Sfarim, that this sweat of the Chayot is basically some, it's associated with Gehinnom, now Dino in Gehinnom. That sweat of these Chayot that a person causes is an aspect of Gehinnom. I'm not going to explain it. Okay, doesn't matter. So now, just explain. So when these Chayot sweat, so there's some disconnection of these Chayot bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion into the world. So the Korban is against each one of these Chayot. So Keneged the Shor is all the animals. Keneged the Nesha is the off. So different korbanos fix different aspects of the disconnection of the Merkava, right? Adam is the person who's makriv the korban, who brings the korban. And the Ari is, it says in the Gemara, that under the Mizbeach, right, the fire of the Mizbeach was like a lion. So the fire of the Mizbeach represents the Ari. And if Chas v'Sholom, Klal Yisrael weren't proper, there was not a connection, so instead of being an Ari, it would be a kelev, it would be a dog. Kelev is associated with the ra in the world. That's why when we went out of Mitzrayim, it said even the kelev didn't bark. What do you mean the kelev didn't bark? Even the lower physical worlds, the ra in the world, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu had complete dominion over it. So there's no barking of the dog. Dogs associated with ra. So if Chas v'Sholom, Klal Yisrael aren't doing the proper thing, so the Eish under Mizbeach is a dog and not the Ari. So all aspects of the Merkava is always associated with all aspects of the Korbanos. That's why it's these specific animals. You understand? Okay, next one. Now we're going to do the Mincha. It says now, a Mincha is also brought. A Mincha is also could be a Nadova. So it says, V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Hashem. So I'm not going to go into all the minchas, but I'm just going to read the first pasuk. It says, nefesh ki takriv mincha.
Chapter 2.
Yeah, chapter 2. Oh, it says, why it says nefesh by mincha? The right. Only place it says nefesh is by mincha. So Rashi says, because an ani brings a mincha. A poor person brings a mincha. Why a poor person brings a mincha? Because what is he makriv? He's only a piece of wheat. A little bit of wheat, a bit of solid. How much it costs in comparison to a $500 animal, right? You know, a bag of flour, how much? A few shekels? $1, $2? How much? He's an ani, he brings a mincha. But when he's bringing a mincha, what is makriv? What's the tachlis of the korbanos? The tachlis of the korbanos is to be makriv your nefesh. An ani is makriv his nefesh, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why this is a korban. Right? That's why this is a korban. That's why we can accept a mincha. Now, on a mincha, we see you can't have not chametz and not dvash, right? Lo taktiru, chametz v'dvash. Chametz and dvash can't be on the mizbeach, right? Chametz should be isa zuyet sahara. Chametz is associated with the ra in the world, so that can't be in the korban. That's negated from a korban. You're negating your yetzahara. That's why by Pesach, no chametz. Chametz is sor should be isa. There's a negation of the yetzahara. That's the mincha. Dvash. Dvash is associated, so there's a Rambam, and there's a Ramban. The Rambam says that this is how they used to, all these things they used to do in Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
They used to make a sweet thing to their, we're not bringing sweetness. This is an Avera. This is a nullification of self. we're negating from ourselves the sweetness in life. We're negating from ourselves the tanugim, the desires in life, the taivas in life is the dvash. The yetzahara, the sa'or, is associated with leaven, associated with the gaiva. So you're negating the gaiva, which is chometz, and the taiva, which is dvash. Can't be maktir, saw the dvash with your mincha. It's complete negation of self. That's why Ani, he's makrif his nefesh. He's negating his taivas, he's negating his gaiva. And he's bringing this korban mincha, and he's makrif his nefesh lefnei Hashem. Okay, that's a korban mincha. Shlomim is loshen shalom. It creates shalom.
Chapter 3.
Yeah. It creates shalom beinenu lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Shlom is brought zachar v'nekeva, because the midah emtsai, it's between zachar represents, right? We said machshava. Nekeva is more associated with din, right? Okay. So zachar is always associated more with the tzad ha-chesed. Nekeva is always associated with the tzad ha-din. So korban shlomim can be from both, because the shlomim is the midah emtsai. It's shlemus. Shlemus, as we know, is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. That's shlomim. It makes shalom between a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because part of the korban gets associated with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Shalom is going to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The kohanim get to eat also from the korban, and the bialim also eat from the korban. So there's a and there's a kapara in that. There's a shlemus. There's a synthesis of all three aspects, and that's the shlemus. Now, what is a regular, generally speaking, a korban shlomim is a form of toda. It's a form of thanking. I.e., it doesn't come necessarily from a chet. It comes from what? It comes from an aspect of self, right, that recognizes that he's only here because of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants that connection because of so much a Kodesh Baruch Hu does for him in his life. So he brings a shlomim. He wants to be mashlim himself with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants to recognize that he's nullifying himself from hoda'ah. Like when you say halal. When you say halal, you're joyous. Yeah. You're saying halal. There's a toda'ah. There's a toda'ah. There's a mode. Mode means a nullification to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're nullifying yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not because of chet. Because of the recognition of how much a Kodesh Baruch Hu is connected to you in your life, and that nullification of self is mashtim yourself, is completing you more with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're doing that through the Kahanim, so there's a connection of you through the Kahanim to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So all three of you eat the Korban Shlomim, and the Korban Shlomim is associated with male and female, because like we said, it's the Midah Emtsai. And also it's not shechted on the northern side because it doesn't come because of chet, like the Ola and the Asham and the Chattis. Now, Chattis is associated with a Nekeva because a Nekeva is associated with Din, right? And the Chattis is brought, right? Because an Aveira. It's an Aveira Shesh Bokaris. Now, there's different types of Chattis. There's a Chattis which is brought by someone who's a representative of the Jewish people, i.e. a Kohen Mashiach or the Nasi. And that's more of a Chattis Pnimi. That's a Chattis which is brought Nizrak 7 times, like on Yom Kippur and on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Because that, when a Nasi, and or if the whole nation does a sin, because if the head of the people, a type of head of the people, does a sin, it's as if the whole people did the sin. It's because there's a Balatanya who says when a Nasi does a sin, it's really the sin of the people. He wouldn't have sinned had not the people been involved in that sin who caused him to sin. Mm-hmm. So that's when the Nasi sins. So when the whole people do a sin, that's called a Chattis Pnimi. Then there's the Chattis of the Am, which is not brought on the inner Mizbeach 7 times on the Parochet and on the Mizbeach HaZahav. It's brought outside because that's an individual sin, and that's Safon because it's Din, it's Nekeva because that's Din, and there has to be a fixing of the Din. So that's what a Chattis is. An Asham is similar to a Chattis, and we have to learn. There's an Asham that's brought for Me'ilah, there's an Asham which is brought for Shvua Shav, and there's an Asham which is brought, if you're Tame and you go into the Mikdash or you eat Kodshim, right? Now, what's that associated with it? Going to the Mikdash and eating Kodshim, right? Or going to the Beis HaMikdash or eating Kodshim, right? That's associated with you going in a place which is a place you can have to be Tao, there's clarity, and you're disconnected. So you're disconnected in a higher place. That means the thing which is associated with something higher is disconnecting you. So the same thing, when your dibur is a dibur ra, when you're making an improper shu, you're making a shu and you're going over it, that means that your dibur, that place, that kli sharet, which is the kedusha of a person, which is his dibur, that's what represents a human being. That's the kedusha of a human being. That's in an improper place. So that's associated with the same sort of thing. That's an asham. And then it's an asham gzeilot and asham iras, because you're also misusing kedusha. Just as you're misusing your dibur, which is a kli kodesh, you should be using for Torah and use it in an improper way, that using kedusha for an improper way, which is me'ila, also has the same asham. Or gezel, asham gzeilot, again, the same concept, right?
Yeah.
The kedusha of a person is nullification of himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what brings him kedusha. If he's stealing, he's going back to the original sin that we spoke about, which is Adam ki yikriv mimchem. So there's a special chatas which is abroad from Asham Gezeilus, because he's making a shvua there. He says, I didn't steal. When you make when you steal and you say, I didn't steal, you're making a shvua, so you're also using your dibur, the kli kodesh, for stealing. So that's, since you're using kli kodesh for stealing, you need this asham. Okay? Speaking is associated with the kol Yaakov, kol of tefillah, kol of Torah. That's what makes a human being kodesh. That's what.
But
that's
the lashon of a kli.
Because that's the vessel through which he speaks. So his dibur is that kli kodesh, which is misusing. Okay?